The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from
what's going on, people? It's your man, Big B. I don't know what the hell. This is giggly all over this day.
Right?
Let's get it all giggly. I am your man, Big B. It is Labor Day, but there is no rest for the weary. Got my crew in here today, y'all. Got the whole crew getting ready to get this started. Got with me today, the doctor, Mark the Doc Wild.
What's up, y'all? Let's do this, man. I got a good grill to get to, man. I got some ribs and shit thrown, man. You know, for the fam, that's it.
No chicken? So I can't come over?
Oh, you don't order? Oh, that's right. Damn it. Well, whatever. If you bring some chicken over, I'll throw it on the grill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Cool. Like everyone rises to their feet and stand and recognize the Queen, Queenie, y'all.
What's up? Hi. Hello.
Last but not least, we have with us today, damn it, Gina. Damn it, Gina. Once again. Damn it,
that's
Gina.
My friggin'
Joe. Is not here. But we got Drew Baby.
Hey, y'all.
You baby.
Yay.
Hey, bye. Y'all.
Welcome back.
How's it going?
Hi, Booski.
Hi, y'all. What it do?
It do's what it do's.
I thought I had a big head, but wait.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Damn it, Gina. Oh. Hey, Gina.
Oh, oopsie.
It is no love lost. I'm just being funny.
Just being true, baby.
Do your thing.
How the hell is that rough for the Queen? How was your week? Let's get right into it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Mom, easy. I ain't do nothing. Really didn't. I mean, yesterday was brunch. That was it. That was all I did. Which I was okay with.
Oh, damn.
The weather messed everything up, so. Mm.
Doctor?
Yesterday, I didn't do too much. I just chilled out, laid around the house, man. My man cut the yard for me last week, so I ain't have to do too much. You know. I didn't do too much. Chill out. That's it.
Okay.
Buddy's hair is cut. He's had a bath and everything. Big ups to Kayla, who is taking over that job.
What?
You know, cutting his hair and giving him a bath. You know.
Wow, he may get it like more often than once a month.
You're absolutely right.
Nice.
You're
absolutely okay, right. You better go.
My protege has learned. She's learned well. Okay.
So was it really your man that cut the grass, or was it Kayla?
No, it was my man. It was my man. No, you know what? No. No, it was my man to cut the grass. I'm not going to put her out there like that. I'm not gonna
put her out there. Oh, no, but she needs to learn. I did it. 14, oh, yeah. I was out there cutting 14? The grass. Yep.
Well, she's not 14 yet.
Yeah, I know that, but she's going to start early.
At 14?
They act like they're 14 these days.
But you know what, though? One thing I like about Kayla, she always wants to do everything.
That's good.
You know, she wants to cook. She wants, but there's certain stuff she's not ready for yet.
Right, right.
But don't worry.
Yeah.
Then when I think she's ready, I put her on in front of that motherfucking stove, you know. But she's watched me so much. I think she's
I think she's ready. You just.
But I don't think she's tall enough yet.
Yeah.
I don't think she's tall enough yet.
Oh, well, then you can improvise. You can get a little stool. Yeah, why not? And let us start off with something, you know, something simple.
Right. You can put some stack some 2x4s on the gas pedal and on the brake.
I mean, and just say right, left.
Just, you don't even got to say that. Okay. You can sit in the passenger seat and just.
And it will be in her mother's truck. That shit. It will not happen in my truck. You can believe that shit. But she ready. She ready for that too. She is ready for that too.
What the beer? Or the driving? Or both?
How the fuck did we go from cooking to driving to beer? That quick? God damn it, boy!
The driving and the beer was together though.
It sure is. It sure, especially when it comes to me. Hey, I don't drink and drive. I
teach
drive
the way on and drink.
Oh, you don't drink and drive. You drive and drink.
There you go. Yeah. There's a difference.
Oh, I can't take it.
There you go.
Oh no.
I got here, didn't I?
Oh shit! God.
And there you go.
I ain't gonna lie. We was worried about you last week.
What?
I was like, should I take the keys? Or...
You were a little beverage-y.
You was a little bit. Yeah.
I'm like that when every time.
Beery.
Nah, but you did a couple beery, Texas slitzy. Two steps.
He was a little slitzy.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, I did.
Blue bullish. There you go.
Hey, what are you gonna do? I'm not as smooth as you guys. You know.
But you should be.
I should have been.
Yeah, that's in your bloodline. I mean, you know.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. It's used to you now.
But, hey, I made it home, didn't I?
I guess you did, because you're back here.
Yeah. I'll be willing.
Well, there you go. But no, see, the two-step was a dance. See, what y'all fail to realize is when I take two steps forward and two steps back, I'm working on something.
You were doing a Cupid Shuffle? Isn't that the song?
Okay.
Bring it back.
Move two steps. What's that? One time.
To the left.
Bullshit Shuffle.
There you go. And there you go. And come back next week. There you go. And here I am. All right. And let's move on to the next person. Why I take this drink? And move on. Here we go.
Sip up two times now.
Next can now, y'all.
Right. This one's empty.
To the left.
Everybody grab somebody go to the store.
Everybody grab. Pop your can.
This one's empty. I'm not fucking. You supposed to have been queued up that music long time ago. I only got two sips left.
Oh my goodness.
If you spill it on the floor, you gotta go to the door.
Right. And go get some more.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, out of my ass.
Woman, what in the hell has been going on with you since
you
were last with us?
Life.
Life.
Actually, everything is all good, though. Like, I really cannot and I will not complain. My motto for the last few months is just taking everything day by day. Like, I cannot control what has, you know, passed me. And I don't want to be too anxious of what's in front of me. So I just got to take it day by day, moment by moment.
Word. There you go.
And it's been working a little bit, you know. I got to keep on, you know, beating that in my head. Yanni, day by day. You know, you wake up, you take care of this day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sweet Jesus. That is all I'm asking of you. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Did you all really right, get a tambourine?
You didn't know.
I didn't. Yes, tambourine.
Ryan got me.
Yes, tambourine. Who church you steal that from?
The Church of the Latter-day Saints of the Greater People of the Black People Against Donald Trump.
You want to invite Donald to your church because I seen him.
Did you see him?
You seen him at the church?
I saw him at a church.
At a church. I said the church.
And all the brothers was like this. They had no ammunition. And they couldn't.
Somebody just should have tripped his ass up.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Threw him in the pool. Because I don't think he can swim. He probably can't even swim. I don't know.
Well, he pucker a lot. So he might. He might. Oh, blowfish. Oh, puckerfish.
Right. But hey, you know what? How does that Joe just stay on top of his head though?
He said it's not a witchcom. He said it's not a toupee. It's just
that Joe orange.
It's just what is
Moose.
It? No.
Or hairspray or
his
something.
His hair Damn. Is just it's grown out at the top. You know how the girls be having their hair grown on top and shaved mm-hmm. on the side? That's how it is. It's just
okay. swoopy junk.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Some days it look like it's leaning. And
that's
like
when it was a rough night.
That's what it was.
Okay.
And when he's talking about Hillary, that joint seemed to be a little straight.
Because it's angry.
That's what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Hillary straight. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Hair has feelings.
Yep.
Well, my weekend was restful.
Oh, hey. Hey, you.
Hey, B.
Hey, how you doing? Something like that.
My weekend was restful and hectic all at the same time. But it was fun. And we had a little, I wouldn't say a cookout yesterday. But me and Mama threw something on the grill and we... you know, had a little food. And
that's what's up. Mm-hmm. And I live right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, it was
you know
like,
you was busy.
Was
don't
so,
try it.
I wasn't.
Yeah, don't even say that.
I wasn't. We fried chicken. We had to get rid of our grills. So,
what?
Yeah, because with the property that I live. Oh, yeah. Shout out to me becoming a homeowner before December, for real. I'm claiming it because I don't have time to be dealing with these properties telling me that I cannot have a grill. On a patio. This is a townhouse, a patio, and they wanted us to take our grills off. So we weren't able to grill yesterday. But it would have been nice to be on his new patio. Invited us.
I mean, I'm just saying, it was super last minute.
Okay, well, do it again.
Yay.
Yes, do it again. And then my man sitting up there on the patio smoking a stogie and no grill. He
was sad.
I was sad for him. He was chilling, but I was sad because I was like, you could be fixing chicken wings right now.
Oh, wow. Just rub it in.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do like, okay, so because when I was in the same position, I used to just go out to the parking lot. I did my grilling right there in the parking lot.
You lie. For real.
Yeah.
That's how I be. I'm gonna tell KGB. Mm-hmm. I'm be like, hey, Bill B got a grill mm-hmm. and we're gonna bring some chicken. And some
there you go.
Some vegetables. Is it all right?
Light it up.
And then I'll let you know that we at the door.
Hey. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know how black people do. Once the grill get lit, I start unthawing everything in the freezer.
Oh, right.
We'll be on that motherfucker.
You don't use lighter fluid.
I'll be boiling milk on the grill. Whatever.
You don't use lighter fluid, do you?
I did yesterday.
God,
I usually don't.
Damn it. Oh,
but I did yesterday. Because like I said, it was super, super last minute. Mm-hmm. So I had to get things popping.
Okay. Well, we got something for that. Before you light the grill to say what y'all doing. Mm-hmm. Invite us over,
got the little
and then it's on.
Thing.
Yeah, we got about three of them joints.
What is it?
We got like five different
like a little chimney thing, stuff it, and then get the charcoal.
So much. Okay.
Yeah, and because you don't want the lighter fluid tasting your food.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. It's you got
no. So, yeah, that was the weekend, man. Again, shout out to All Things Good in Life.
Amen.
All right. So, shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I know I've been switching shit up on the show here lately. I've just been kind of... seeing what fits in there.
Yeah, because I was looking for a different intro.
You know, I was like...
It changes.
Okay. I mean, depending on the guest.
No.
Oh.
Just gets excluded here and there. Please.
Yeah. No.
But, yeah, I've been feeling this one lately, so I figured I'd share it with y'all. Let's go.
All right.
Y'all niggas got me hot.
Best, you know what I'm saying? If I can blip, knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What up?
Hi.
What's up, what's up? Hey y'all, I don't know if y'all know it, but just
scroll on.
Hey, my brother, what's going on? this hot off the press, y'all. Mm-hmm. President Obama is endorsing Colin Kaepernick's national anthem. You know him, not acknowledging the national anthem.
His protest.
Colin.
Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
Colon cleansing it.
Right.
Well, Colin, you know. You got to clean out the colon to get to Colin.
Colin Powell.
And there you go. Anyway. y'all know.
Drew's still the same, boo.
Ain't nothing changed.
I love it.
Nothing.
I didn't want it to be different.
Somebody should call a fact checker.
I messed with you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I digress.
You digress.
I digress.
All right. All right. Anyway, my man, the president, Obama, is saying that it's a good thing. You know, it's freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? The first time I saw that man doing that, I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I said it's freedom of speech. Right. Everybody else does it. Mm. You know, but I just because it's the national anthem, and I can see some people getting offended by it.
But why?
Well, like the soldiers, you know, that.
But why? It's plenty of motherfuckers that was not standing up. Plenty. That whole stadium was not standing up. So right. He should have been just one in a number. But because, of course, he's in the limelight, you know, of course, it's going to be attention. But fuck that. I mean, I don't stand up a lot. And a lot of times because I don't feel like it.
Mm. Your feet hurt?
No, my, no, I'm comfortable. Fuck. Go ahead.
But Obama says that he has legitimate reasons, you know, and which he did, you know, for why he didn't stand up for the national anthem. And Obama goes on to say that, you know, he fumbled around a little bit, but he went on to say that, you know, it's part of his freedom of speech, mm-hmm. and he, you know, he you know, supports the fact that right. He didn't stand up for it, right. You know, but then again,
the land of the free, that's what's in it, and that is your option. If you do not want to stand up, then you should not have to stand up.
There you go.
That
you
song go. Represents freedom. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would love to hear Chaz's take on this whole topic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything that he has posted or hasn't posted or whatever. But I would just love to for him to chime in on this topic. So, Chaz, if you're still out there, check out our show. Some little feedback in and let us know your thoughts on this topic. Being military personnel and all.
But the president goes on to say he understands why the military, personnel has a problem with, you know, Kaepernick not standing up for the.
There actually was a hashtag going around. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was hashtag veterans for Kaepernick or something that was like it was showing support for him.
Exactly. And when he made his speech, he was saying that I was not, you know, trying to be disrespectful to any of the military personnel. Right. He was just like the land of the free. He was like, right. You know, I don't think.
He don't feel it.
Right.
He's
right.
Not when feeling it, comes, it.
Right. And when he said that, I was like, oh, okay. Right. I see why you're doing it now.
Right.
You know, and I think when people, just listen to what the reason that he gave for not standing up for it, you know, I think even some of the military people should be like, you know,
right. Like okay. I said, some of them were
right.
Some
right.
agreed.
But you know, the flip side to this whole thing that has just recently come about is now the San Francisco police are saying they're going to boycott work in the games,
right?
Because
which
of
is
him,
ridiculous.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, and then the fans can boycott going to that particular area game because police brutality. Like, I mean, it can go on and on and on. Like, it's just ridiculous. Let whoever, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Ooh,
and
right,
if this
I've been saying
is
that
what
a lot.
Right, and if this is what he stands for, and he has a legitimate, his own legitimate reason right. as to why he doesn't want to participate, then let the man. Let them cook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And right. No shade. That's their right. job. Your job exactly. is to right. protect and serve.
Exactly.
You mean protect and serve some. It's right. protect and serve all.
And it's not his job to stand up. His job is to play football.
Right.
Right. There you go.
I mean, no shade to anybody that's pleased. Cause, I know some, you know,
right.
officers too, but I feel like they should be able to agree. Your job is to protect and serve.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Right.
And then again, even if you're a police officer in San Francisco or wherever, you know, I don't think your captain or whoever the higher ups is has the ability to tell you, okay, well, you shouldn't secure this facility or this
unless
stadium
you just
because
off that night.
He's doing this.
Shit.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? I mean, it's that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
that's
right.
some bullshit.
Right. You know? Remember when Beyonce was doing her concert? I think it was Houston. That the Houston police were like, oh, we're not gonna because she's all, you know, Black Lives Matter, and that
right.
that video was, you know, against police.
Mm-hmm.
Again, your job, you
right.
know, is
what
to protect
you signed up for.
Right.
right.
And serve
there
the public and you're not only, you know, protecting her, but what about the other people that go to the stadium to
I
see her?
That.
Or what about the other people that go to the stadium to see, you know, whoever's playing football that
mm-hmm.
night?
And have you decided not to secure this perimeter or whatever you're doing, mm-hmm. and something happens to one of these people, it's on you.
It's on you.
Because you were supposed to secure that perimeter
right.
or these places, and you decided not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on,
that's
man.
That's on you, man. It's a lawsuit, too. Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
What?
She's back. All right. Speaking about presidents, Beyonce had a birthday in Philadelphia.
Oh, bless her.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beyonce did her thing Sunday night at the Grand in Grand Fashion. And amongst a lot of, whole lot of celebrities that were there, ex-president Bill Clinton was there.
Oh.
Doing his thing.
Sorry.
And, yeah. But you know what though, I like out of all our presidents, I'm not gonna say all our presidents, the white presidents we had, well, you got to give it up to Bill. I mean, you know,
except
even though he had his little,
they've all been white except for one.
Huh?
They've all been white except for one.
That's what he said. Out of all our white presidents,
yeah.
I mean,
he liked that one.
I mean, it kind of made it sound like he had to distinguish between, you know. Filter between the whites, the Mexicans, the blacks,
coming to a theater near you.
Oh, okay. that's hey, real. I'm glad you said that. Now, there's been a black president. Of course, there have been white presidents. How long do you think? I'm pretty sure that a female president is on the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do y'all think? I don't know.
As far as who's going to get in office?
Yeah, the next president.
It's a possibility.
I don't even know how my body and my mental is going to react to if the other person gets in office.
Say,
don't
say
speak on
it.
It's like beating
right,
the other.
Right.
No,
I wasn't even
right. Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, I just really feel like the female has more hands-on background experience than, of course, the.
Oh, you would correct that, female.
I was gonna say, ooh, nails on a chalkboard. I was waiting for you to say like a female president, not just the female, like woman.
No, I was saying the female in the race.
No, I know, but he's right. I always do when Mark says female. I'm always like, woman,
yeah, the woman,
or lady, or
the woman. I get it.
Yeah,
female, woman, race. You know, all titties. Uterus.
What?
The one holding that. Stop it. Stop it.
All right.
Stop it. I think that she has more experience. Yeah. She's right there. No, I mean, no. your whole life has been political. The other one has just been this last past year.
You're fired.
Yeah, right,
nothing
right.
political
That's
about
it.
That.
Hey,
no,
know,
I can fire somebody. What the fuck?
Right.
It seems as though the longer this race goes, the more he says, the more he fucks himself up.
Great job.
Every time.
Great job.
Every time.
You got your own party being like, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, shut the fuck up,
right.
man. Didn't
right.
we tell
Pretty
you
right.
the last time? But Mm-mm. you know what?
We on a high right now. I get it. I mean, you know, you tripping because you like, yeah, this shit could be real, and I'm doing this. I done did XYZ, and now mm-hmm. I'm here. I get it, but you really fucking yourself.
But, you know, I think when it comes to Donald Trump, he's been so privileged.
You said his name. That's
so
one
long.
Time.
Yeah,
no, that's
but
twice.
He's been so
Damn
privileged
it.
For mm-hmm. so long, mm-hmm. and he's been so used to getting his way for so long, he thinks that he can just say and do what he wants to say. And fuck what you think.
Right.
Fuck what you think. This is what I'm saying. I'm going to say it tonight. And fuck you and fuck everyone else. And this is it.
I think he forgets that the cameras are rolling and there are, you know, just a lot of devices that can capture and roll back what the hell you done said whatever point in life that you said it. And then he forgets that.
And then he tries to come back, right? And then he tries to come back and cover it up every now and again a little bit. Just a little bit. But it's not working.
No, it's not. He's messing up too, because you know, he was all like, "I'm about immigration and building a wall, blah 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 blah." And then he's like, "Okay, wait a minute. Maybe I won't build a wall yet. Maybe I won't deport people yet, because it has to be a process." And everybody's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
Right? You were going to build that wall today?
You
know what I'm saying? You was going to
right? That's what you right. And Mexicans started out.
We're not going to build that.
They ain't paying for that shit.
Right?
They ain't paying for it.
Right.
As they should.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They spending so much time trying to dig under it. They ain't going to build that
motherfucker. I'm about to get deeper with it. Never mind.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just feel like I know, right? I just feel like with the opportunities that I don't think anybody should have to be not be able to have the opportunities that some of them anywhere, Mexico, whoever comes over here or whatever that we have. I mean, we're all one people, and I feel like that we land of free, home of the brave. I just really feel like we need to welcome, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys are a part of making us what we are right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like we were a huge part of making what this is right now. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I don't get all that we need to build a wall. I didn't even, when he said that, I thought it was a joke. So I was like, oh no, he really driven. That's funny as shit. Nah, this nigga serious.
He was serious. Mm-hmm.
You dead ass serious. Mm-hmm. As if.
Yeah. Oh, shit. My whole thing is
all of these talk about walls and building and tunneling. Smuggling.
Somebody said something about smuggling.
This is not church.
No,
they have that there too. You know they be. Shout out to all our Mexican listeners,
right?
Señores, señoritas.
Okay. Okay. Chiquita bonitas. Just a really quick thing. So if you build a wall, okay, calm down, sir. If you build a wall, how are you going to stop other people from coming in on a plane and staying? Like, how's that going to work out?
Yeah, and it's... It.
Oh, you about to tell me? Okay.
Damn you, you talk too much.
I'm being too real.
I have a cousin coming in cargo right now.
Coming in cargo?
17 keys.
God damn, he's in a tire?
No, boo.
Damn, Smeech.
But that makes that... It makes a lot of sense. Like, I just, why are people on board with that? Why are his, like,
they're not.
Yeah, but they're not even thinking about it.
And did someone say on board? You got a snitch too. I have one coming in on a sheep.
You did not say what I thought you said.
Sheep.
That's what I thought he
sheep.
What about the guy? It was a Latino dude. He's part of Latinos for Trump. He said, next thing you know, there's gonna be a taco truck on every corner. I was like, why is that bad?
Right. Yeah, no bullshit. Right.
Because there is nowhere
that's
good
lighter
for me.
Eating. Right.
You know what I'm saying? There is nowhere good where I live. I would love that shit.
Exactly. Right, right. Good job.
Right.
Yes. Taco truck. Bring on the taco truck.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was like, why is that?
Is
it's not bad.
The only
no, not Chipotle.
Okay.
Not Chipotle.
I'm about to get real.
Not Chipotle.
I'm about to get real. I'm about to get real.
Uh oh.
The only thing that I feel like should happen is when they do come over, I really feel like
when
you really need to embrace and try to learn the language.
Oh, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I have no problems with you being there. Like, I have a couple of girls in my job. I love them to death. One of them just experienced their mother passing, going through cancer, and she would come in my office, and we would talk, and we would hug, and we would pray, and all that other stuff. I just want you to learn the language. Like, it's kind of hard for me to feel like I'm out of place when I'm talking to you, and I'm here. That's it.
Right.
Needs of the many outweighs the needs of the few, and different times, different problems. Yes, indeed, there's a lot of people. My colleague here would not be here, but we need to understand that this is a different time, and we're having problems here. We need to reform.
What problems are you talking about?
My culture is a very dominant culture. And it's imposing, and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
See, I wasn't playing when I did that.
This Bama got one of the thickest accents.
Hey, he's
right, though. Shit. When I said taco truck, come on.
Well, we need to find out what his favorite food of choice is, and then we can make that a truck.
Pancake. Shit.
Hey.
Grilled cheese.
Here we go.
Something with mayo.
Is someone taking orders for lunch? Oh, I apologize deeply.
See, but I wasn't making that up. Yeah, literally, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Hey, bring it.
Became
on,
hashtag.
Man. Hey.
And then, I know we ain't brought up, but them little ignorant ass black women. You remember them two
Start
little ignorant? Yeah,
Strippy.
Strippy.
I don't know.
Strippy and
Jewel
Sparkle.
Or some shit. I know.
Yeah, that was the.
Yeah, Bejeweled and Sparkle. I don't know.
Something like that. Whatever
my
their name is.
Gosh.
Poor
and
them.
Donald, bless his heart, he is
diamond
like stuck.
And, diamond and something else.
Diamond and Sparkle. Dumb.
Or diamond and Strippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a coon and coonery. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Coon on top of coon.
We know who we talking about.
Extra coonery. Right.
Well, you know.
Yeah. And they was, you know, black. Some black people love their little limelight. They like their little 20 seconds of fame.
But see, I like them, and secretly they're like, no, we don't like his ass. We just doing this to get on TV and get some shine.
Yeah, but you don't even understand. Like, you don't know. Out of a zillion people, you could be. You can have people go.
There you go.
You could be. You know, swaying people in his direction. But I'm saying
no,
the people
right.
that don't, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You out there is like, oh, it's black people endorsing. It's black, two strong black women endorsing. Misconception. Totally.
No, I mean,
but
you're
people
right.
don't get it.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
But you thinking that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I'm so irritated. Okay. I'm sorry, Bobo.
Okay, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about this. Yeah. Lil Wayne, man. Cash Money. They're having problems, and Lil Wayne jumped on stage. Drake was doing his thing Sunday night, and Lil Wayne jumped on stage and said, look, man, Cash Money, man, fuck Cash Money. Okay, now, they've been saying this for a while. They've been saying this for a while, but for real, I guess, Cash, you know, Lil Wayne and Birdman, they had problems. You know, Lil Wayne saying, man, fuck that. Man, I need my money. I need my money.
That's what he was saying on stage?
Well, he wasn't saying I need my money on stage, but you know, that's what it all boils down to. Okay. And Lil Wayne was getting ready to say, you know, fuck all this rap shit. You know, he was getting ready to throw in the towel.
He said, I challenge you to a duel. Smacked him with the gloves.
That's what it is. Challenge.
Come on, get this shit over with.
But Lil Wayne said, man, fuck this shit, man. If I don't get my money, I'm pretty much stopped. I'm not going to rap anymore because, you know, Cash Money is pretty much making all his money, all their money from Lil Wayne,
right.
Drake, Nicki Minaj, you know, the whole Young Money, your whole Young Money crew, you know, so.
Wait, so Drake is, I forgot, Drake is signed to Young Money?
When it comes to Young Money, Lil Wayne, Drake,
Wayne
Nicki
is
Minaj.
Technically signed to Cash Money.
But then he started his own.
I wonder how many. Yeah, Young Money's under him.
Okay.
Right.
I wonder how many albums he owed.
Damn.
Them.
So you know he making, like, Birdman's making money
off of Young Money too.
Right. So I'm like, so you can't pay me but what you owe me?
They haven't paid Lil Wayne from.
Yeah, because we've been talking about this for a long time.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's the whole thing. Drake said, look, man, fuck that, dog. You know,
put some respect on his bank account.
what's happening is Drake is saying, Lil Wayne, man, you brought me in, dog. So whatever you want to do, I'm behind you.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want that.
From back, you know, I think a couple stories ago, Nicki Minaj was the same way. So I don't know how much pull that they're going to have when it comes to stopping Young Money paying cash money.
You ain't going to have no pull once, your contract is almost over.
You know what? You know? And I'm a victim of it, too. You just need to read before you put your John Hancock on anything. Read. Have a lawyer. Have a good lawyer. Or what? If you ain't got time to, have somebody good that can sit there and research and go through the clauses and all that other stuff or what have you, so you won't even have to go through this shit. Because once you point out some shit to them that they know that, oh shit, they know, they read the shit, it wouldn't even be public. You would have gotten your shit and y'all would have been all right. But now you got to go through all these, you know, these fiascos and being all blatant and flamboyant and shit with your business, because that's some shit that don't even need to be out.
How about that?
Saying?
How about that?
Read. Motherfuckers, read.
Is why Birdman just don't pay the people their money.
Right.
But I think what it is, he don't want to let Lil Wayne go because, you know, that's his cash cow.
But Lil Wayne wouldn't go anywhere if you paid him his money. He probably would be okay.
I don't know.
No, if you would have paid him his money that he was owed, you think we would be still talking about this months later? We've been talking about this for a real long time.
Check it out. If he paid Lil Wayne what he owed him, Lil Wayne could go start his own shit.
But he has, I thought you just said. Yeah, I was going to say, and you said he had Young Money, right?
How long you think Lil Wayne is, he been under Birdman for a minute.
Depends on the contract he signed. Like,
like
Baby just said, you gotta read. Cause what if he's under the contract for like 20 years?
Yeah, you never
15
know.
15 years, 10 read. Years. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's somebody that was like family to you or like your father, quote unquote. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's word on the
street. Right. So that's like your father. So you're like, oh, I trust him, you know, immensely. I'll just sign the contract. And that's 15 how years.
Mind you, you know, and Wayne been with him since he was 14.
Right.
You know. So he wasn't reading that.
This is NWA all over again.
That's what it is.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, R.I.P. Jerry Heller.
Oh, yeah, 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 right.
Well, anyway, I just thought I wanted to bring y'all up on the speed on that there. We got a whole lot more coming up.
Yeah, a whole lot more. Shout out to Anderson .Paak. Like, I was like really excited about the hearing that. Okay. Yeah, good job.
Guessing that.
All right. We be back. Y'all stay tuned.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Big B. Back at you again, I guess. Whew. All right, so got a couple little things to rap about today. One a little heavy, one a little light. So, Queen, you want to get us kicked off?
I would love to. All right. So as we usually say, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. So shout out to Single Simulcast and Forget That Yo and Off That Drank. Thank you for sharing the show as you always do. We really appreciate you.
There's a couple people that have hit us up, and I do apologize. I'll get to those. There's some quick comments that came in on the Podbean site, so we got to get to those.
Oh, okay.
A little bit buried, so I got to
get them out. Okay, cool. Yep. Cool, cool. So, as always, indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to send us feedback, we want to hear your voice, 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS.
IndeepShowB or Furious Styles on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
You can follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
Ow. I'm hoping.
That's
do y'all
my
remember
shit
that?
Right there. That's my
you
shit.
That. You don't know about that life. Nothing about it. Nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So this is some feedback. Well, actually, I'm sorry. This is a question from Kmart a little, like a couple weeks ago, that he was saying, we asked a question, Drew Baby, about mortality and, you know, about dying. So he said he wanted to get a little bit more specific. He said, hey, Queen, got a question. This is to piggyback off your mortality question. If you had the chance, would you want to know when the precise moment when you die? He was saying it was something that he was thinking about, you know, and I guess it came across his mind. So he wanted to know what would we think about that?
I don't think I would want to know that. I mean, because unless I can, because my whole thought process of wanting to leave this earth, I want to be asleep. I don't want it to be any type of catastrophe or nothing like that. I want to be asleep. I want to like go to sleep and then if not wake up, you know what I'm saying? Like
wake up
I don't,
on the other side.
Yeah, wake up on the other side. You know what I'm saying? But but now that I'm thinking about it, if in fact I was able to go out that way, I think I probably would want to talk and prepare my daughter, you know what I'm saying, for that's coming.
But Drew,
but
can you imagine though, you trying to talk and prepare her, knowing what you know, and right. She just has one of those moments where she really not trying to pay attention to shit.
Like a little kid.
You
like
would
a
lose
kid.
Your mind. You'd be like,
little girl, I'm trying to tell you I'm not going to be here. Right.
Right.
Whoa, you turned into DMX.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. We got the same birthday. He and I.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to his 15th kid.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Whatever. Yuck. But no, I think I just want to, I don't want to know. I wouldn't want to know. Mm-mm. But he asked you. He ain't asked me.
What? No, he's asking everybody.
Yes. He said, but Queen. You know
no,
what I'm
I mean, because we. No, I mean, because he sent it to me.
Right,
but
I got
he's
you.
Asking everybody, not just me.
Right, like, no, I got was, you. I'm
yeah,
being silly.
He's
but
asking everybody.
I don't think I can. Mm-mm. Because, I mean, everybody's is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get shot. I'm going to get stabbed. I'm going to die in a horrific car accident. Like, I mean, it's just like, how would you?
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I would not, I could not imagine my mom being able to tell me that she was going to get stabbed to death. And I had to get prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't, nah.
I think the problem with it is anyone that says that they would want to know, human nature is not going to allow you to just let it happen. You're going to try to do something
everything
to upset.
Else that makes sense.
So you know what I'm saying? At 2:45 you about to be shot, you'd be like,
I'm not leaving the house today.
It's 2:47. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going down
right.
that street.
Right.
And you're
going
to try everything you can
to avoid it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going down that dirt path because
right.
I don't normally
final
go down that path.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And then, I mean, what a way to find out that God's a prankster.
Mm.
And you mess around and stay home and your roof collapses and kill you. You're going to be like, I couldn't really tell you the truth. Or you wouldn't have never went outside. So be like, man, God, you funny.
Right.
I know, right? Go ahead and crack that cold blue ball over there. You didn't know that was the drink of the gods?
How about that? Oh my God. That would have told you.
The
exactly
last bowl was your last. What?
There you go. But you know what, though? If I'm going out, I want to go out happy. I want to go out drunk. Look, I'm going to tell you, if I'm going to die, I want to go out either drunk. I want to go out either having sex or something that I like to do.
Don't usually both of those happen at the same time?
Yeah, hey, man, having an orgasm. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I want to go out.
That's scary. But I don't want nobody to die on top of me. Doing
their
business.
Ego, you ain't got to have nobody on top of me.
Yeah, I made a motherfucker.
You can be in the back of that. You
like shit. That little dog that had his last night. You see a little dog that was pumping and then he just
right.
Just see, too
Drew,
much.
See, Drew, I got you walking down Georgia Avenue this summer. Somebody be like, hey, Sean, can I rap to you? Be like, Sean, listen here, this pussy done killed many a nigga. You don't want this.
You don't want none.
And that dumb nigga be like, nah, for real.
Yeah, hey, yeah, he want try. Yeah. You ready to put your life on the line? Stop
you
would
keep
it.
Copies of you the news what? Article.
No bullshit.
Either
then read this and call me. My number's on the bottom.
Either being happy or just being sleep in my sleep. One of the two. I can roll. I'll be alright.
When you say being happy, you mean like being happy in the moment or just being happy overall? Because being happy, I mean, you saying that just sounds like it's like being happy right then and there. Like, I'm happy about whatever. And
I'm dead. Happy stab. I'm happy dead. I'm happy.
Right.
Pew.
I'm happy heart attack. Pew. Like,
you know
I
what?
Mean,
if it happens real quick and I'm happy wherever I am in my life, I can
you know what's wild is that one of my residents' son, she's 90-something years old. Her son was 60-something. And it was such a freak accident. It's wild because it was just in my office doing their, you know, paperwork or what have you. And he, they were out with family. And he was being jolly and silly. And he tripped over something. Hit his head. Not even a week later, he was dead. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
That is, that was, oh shit, something fell. What's wrong, B? Let's talk. hold on. Do you need a hug? What's going on? Oh shit, that happened to somebody? Did I touch on something? Damn it. Why is everybody quiet? Whoa, crickets. What's going on?
Did she touch something?
But anyway, yeah, that kind of, you know, and that kind of, you know, triggered something with the resident because that was, she lost both her boys. It's girls left now. She lost both her boys.
Period. I would think you as a parent, you never
want
to outlive your
kids. Yeah, you're not supposed to outlive your children. You know what I'm saying? And it's just wild to know that I only known him for about a year because that's when I moved around. But it's just that he was so hands-on with his mom. He was the matriarch. He was like the matriarch of the kids. Like, okay. I'm going to be the head of whatever. They do all the planning through him and all that other stuff. So yeah, it's kind of wild. But
I wouldn't mind it happening at a fuck you moment. Like for instance, like I paid my house off and then the mortgage coming to be like, cause of this, you know, little small print or whatever, you know, you got 5 more years to pay on your house or something. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, for real? All right. Get your money wherever. You know what I'm saying? That goes for me.
I've heard that your last check should bounce.
Right.
Yeah. Your last check should bounce. I mean, simple as that. I get it. You know what I'm saying? There's no point. Because when my mother had passed away, it was funny because I got a phone call from, I forgot where it was or what have you. Mind you, I'm 19 now. They called me talking about, you know, your relationship to Miss Arlene or whatever. And I was like, yeah, she's deceased. It was like, well, she had an outstanding, but I said, she's gone. Right, she dead. Right. She ain't coming back. Like, why the fuck are y'all calling me asking to collect the debt? I'm not giving you that shit. First of all, I'm 19. I ain't giving you shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever I got is coming to me.
Right.
You know, but it's just,
shit to do.
You better write that shit off.
Your last motherfucking check should bounce.
No, how about that?
That
how
last motherfucker checks your belt. There you real go. Life. There you go. Shit. All
right. You know? I would have been the same way.
Okay.
All right, Drew, baby. So you have a question
too. Yeah. I had a little small, little something slight, something cute question. Let me get to it. Don't y'all. Do you think, and I'm going to revamp it because I can't get to it right now, but do you think that white people should get a pass in wearing dashikis? You know, dashikis have been coming out and, you know, motherfuckers been rocking the little, you know, tie-dye joints. The dyed, not the authentic joints. Do you think they should get a pass? Do you think that they are...
Are there white people that are down for the cause? But Black you Lives, want... Black Lives Matter white people? Because sometimes, seriously, sometimes, like, white people are out there on the front line where I'm at home.
Some white people are
I'm
out.
At home drinking a glass of red wine.
I am watching them.
Or mm-hmm. a glass of bubbles.
See if they're walking
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Uh-uh, bitch. You supposed to two-step. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying, because sometimes I'm not. But, sure, I mean, if that... I'm not. We're not talking about Rachel Dolezal. White people.
She loves us, though.
She does, but she living a lie. We're talking about real down home white people that love the culture. You know, right. Not like you faking like you black right. love the culture. We're talking about people right. that love the culture.
That love the PG County white people. See, that's what I'm saying. It's,
ooh, I just
it's,
saw this white guy walking like real close to here. I was like, where he come from? Yeah,
it's PG County.
Like, how you get out
you
here?
You can tell the PG County white folks.
Yeah,
versus, from the other yeah. white folks, PG County white folks, they're urban. We'll say urban. They're urban. They're not trying to be black. They're not trying to be nothing but what they are.
You cool.
They grew up
you down.
Within
you cool.
a right, exactly.
Sure.
But as far as I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to cuss nobody out or smack them out when I see a white person with a dashiki on. But I just feel like if you doing, and it's almost, it's a catch 22 because it's like, who am I to say that you ain't down for real? Because I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? But when I feel like you acting too much,
right.
like you just chunked it on too much, like your shit right. is on
like
10.
You just came back from Africa helping the children. That might be a little different, but it might be okay.
But if you just came back from Africa helping the children, you're doing better than me because I'm not going over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That might be okay. Right. But if we're on Capitol Hill and we're in a bar and I see you wearing
or the Caribbean Fest,
I'm just saying, I might be like, hey, guy. Like, hey, well, dude.
Right.
Like, what is that about? And where can I get one?
I need to know where the fuck you get a dashiki from anyway.
Any corner, any little shop. That's just popping now, babe.
Online?
Not even online. You can go Northwest.
I was going to say, I find mine on H Street.
It's
real cute.
Thank you.
We're on H Street.
No, actually,
the little what you call them? There'd be something the hanging little oils and shit. Yeah,
actually,
you just gotta get out of Maryland.
Well, they got bought out, but yeah,
no, I got a lot of accounts on H.
Right, that's what you need to get out of Maryland.
Yeah,
I forget you're driving and shit.
Fucking accounts on H Street.
Yeah, just look on the street. Yeah, the little side vendors
on the side vendors.
Yeah, the side vendors, they have them hanging.
Oh, okay,
instant blackness.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, sister. You got your
instant power to the people.
Okay.
Anyway, so you guys know automatically, indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you have any feedback, 202-750-1437. If you want to see, you remember. If you want to hit us up.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, you act like, I mean, see how you did that? You actually heard me say it.
I did.
And then you repeated what I said, but other people
and
don't.
And I followed up.
Other people don't know that. But anyway.
Fuck you.
You should know.
So we doing one finger, two
fuck
finger?
Fuck you with that other people.
Ooh.
Doctor.
Shit,
one finger, two finger.
Let me see. Two fingers to the Redskins. They're doing real well on the off season, man. Y'all keep up the good work.
Isn't it one game? Not to interrupt your one game?
We haven't played one game yet.
Okay. Oh, you haven't played yet? Mm. Okay, very well. I don't know.
Go ahead, Redskins.
I'm just asking. Redskins come through. I'm just asking.
All right.
Pull through.
They've been doing real good on the off season, man.
Okay.
They've been doing real
okay.
well.
Okay. One finger.
Let me see. One finger to. I don't have one finger.
Okay. That's cool.
True babies.
Nice.
Oh, shit. One finger to the IRS that's holding up the fucking process. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two fingers to me finally being able to step foot into this awesome ass studio and being able to grace your eardrums with my voice, my melodic, sultry. No, I'm messing with y'all.
I was gonna let you cook. Like, I was like, gonna let me cook like shit.
Yes.
Do it, girl.
But no, two fingers of being back in the studio with the awesome In Deep Show. Love you back. Love you back. Girl, I miss y'all too.
Yeah. You going to throw it to me?
Queen.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Easy. Two fingers. Well, could this be a one finger? Two fingers to my homie PJ for going to my favorite spot that's like Disneyland to me and just telling me about it like right now. He's at Jack Rose getting it in, having some beverages. And I'm like, how you just gonna tell me why I'm taping? Like,
meet up.
I mean, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we here right now. Right. He down there right now. I'm like, Jack Rose is my shit.
Really?
It's like Disneyland to me.
Okay.
Kids go to Disneyland, I go to Jack Rose. So. I'm just saying.
J-R.
If you don't know Jack Rose in DC, Google it.
J-R.
Let's see. And one finger to the hurricane that popped out that messed up the whole weekend. That's why I ain't had nothing to do. Okay.
Let's see. Two fingers to stick to it. Of this. It takes a lot, but you got to do it. And one finger to. One finger to impatient people. I'm gonna answer the phone, man. Relax.
Fuck me.
Alright.
A little impatient.
That's all I'm gonna do. We got to rock out of here. It's that time. It's Labor Day. We're gonna try to enjoy a little bit of this. Stay tuned for next week. As you know, our beloved Washington Redskins kick off their season Monday night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we're going to try to see if we can get everybody scheduled to do something for you all. If not, we'll put together something, a little treat or whatever. And if not, just email and I'll talk to you individually. Mm-mm. How about that? I'll tell you about things. We'll do individual shows next week.
What?
Yeah.
Are you?
Call me and I'll... I put Queen and Doc on three-way. We'll just have personal shows. All right. How about that? We'll get that try next week. All right. So just email us and let us know. If we don't record next week, if you want a personal show, let us know.
All right. Yes, personal show. I'll be here for that. Personal.
Oh, okay. That's how we get her.
We got to get out of here. But as always, in closing, we like to say...
I won't get up this morning. And the rest of the bullshit. I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get